Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Owners of teams in the National Women's Soccer League, which is now in its third season, are hoping to cash in on the U.S. victory in the World Cup earlier this month. And that could be a big break for the Boston Breakers. Tomorrow night, the team, with its players returning from the World Cup, will take on the Seattle Reign before a sellout crowd. As WBUR's Martin Kessler reports, the challenge for the Breakers and other teams in the league is translating the excitement about women's soccer into long-term stability.
The match against the Reign is the Breakers' second home game since players from the U.S. national team have returned to the NWSL. The first drew more than 3,400 fans, a record for the club this season. The crowd included Paul Gregory, a girls' soccer coach and a Breakers season ticket holder. He knew why some of his players from Cambridge Ridge and Latin High School wanted to tag along.
The players who are sitting in front of me, they're just here to see Julie Johnston.
That's so true.
That's a bit true.
Julie Johnston, who plays for the Chicago club, was a starting defender on the U.S. team that topped Japan in the World Cup final. More than 25 million people tuned in to watch that game. For some perspective, that's more than watched Game 7 of last year's World Series or the deciding Game 6 of June's NBA Finals. With the World Cup champs back with their professional clubs, the NWSL has seen attendance rise dramatically. But can interest in women's soccer remain after memories of Carly Lloyd's title game hat-trick fade? Boston Breakers general manager Lee Billiard is optimistic.
We're just pleased that the World Cup platform and what the U.S. did in winning the World Cup has been able to open up a broader audience that we're trying to capture.
But history is not on Billiard's or the Breakers' side. Post-World Cup spikes in popularity are nothing new for women's soccer.
We Americans love our patriotism. We love to root for the Americans. We love to chant USA, USA.
That's Victor Matheson, an economics professor at Holy Cross College who studies the impact of sporting events.
We've seen the story before. Big temporary increase, but whether the women have the staying power to keep drawing those fans is a whole other question.
For the past two iterations of pro women's soccer leagues, the answer to that question has been no. Momentum from the U.S. win at the 99 World Cup helped spur the creation of the first pro women's soccer league. The Women's United Soccer Association lost $100 million and folded after three seasons. A second league, Women's Professional Soccer, took the field in 2009 and lasted three seasons. So will this time be any different? Stefan Szymański, a professor of sports management at the University of Michigan and a co-author of Soccernomics, doubts the spike in attendance will last.
Something like the World Cup can bring an extra shine to the competition. In the end, the competition has to support itself, as it were. So I think it's likely only to be temporary.
Still, Szymański and Holy Cross's Matheson are both optimistic about the league's immediate future. For one thing, unlike the previous women's leagues, the NWSL has reined in costs by imposing a strict salary cap. And the U.S. Soccer Federation is helping cut costs even further by paying the full salaries of the national team players scattered throughout the league. That financial backing, Breakers GM Billiard believes, is a major reason why this league will succeed. Economist Victor Matheson agrees. He says it's encouraging that the NWSL will set a record by becoming the first pro women's soccer league in the country to survive for a fourth season.
It's not necessarily about becoming Major League Baseball. It's about survival year to year, and survival for this professional women's soccer league looks much better than any of the previous iterations we've seen so far.
And for the Breakers, there's the encouragement that people like Cambridge coach Paul Gregory with extra tickets for tomorrow's game find them in demand.
Can I have that ticket, Paul?
I'll be away so you can have it if
Wait,
you want.
Wait, yeah, when is it?
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martin Kessler.